When I preached last evening, the Saturday night service, I thought, oh, this lends itself to coming down here. So hear these words from Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, Philippians, beginning in chapter 3 with verse 17 and concluding with the first verse of chapter 4. The Apostle Paul writes these words. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies to the cross of Christ. I've often told you about them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly. Their glory is in their shame, and their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of His glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your servant Paul, for the model that he was to be driven to share and live and proclaim your good news. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that your holy presence will rest upon each and every one of us, giving us a sense of rest and peace and comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. So growing up, who were your heroes? Roy Rogers. Bobby Benson and the Bee Barbie Riders. Wow, are you old? Never heard of them. I don't think anybody else has either. Oh, gee. Peggy. Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans. Three Stooges. You one of them. I still have my Superman suit when I was about this big. It says on the bottom, don't jump off any buildings, only Superman can fly. I never did. Abigail tried it on one time running around the house. Anybody else? Wonder Woman. Had her at first service. Spider-Man. Wouldn't it be cool to be up there, Spider-Man, and zipping? Batman and Robin? Anybody else? Your dad. There you go. I heard moms and dads before also. Or a neighbor, a coworker. What's that? Indiana Jones. Huh, wonder why.
Cinderella.
Scarlett O'Hara. James Bond, 007. Yeah. A kindergarten teacher said to me, shared a story that, you know, it's difficult sometimes when you have a couple of those children. Because those children that tend to act out cause others to act out because they get the laughs in class and they get the attention, most of the attention of the limited time that the teacher has. And so children have to learn who to follow and who not to follow, who to be a hero and who not to have as a hero. And so in today's letter in Philippians, Paul is encouraging the Philippian congregation to look at himself and the other leaders as ones to follow when they're seeking how to follow and live out their Christian life. Now that might seem a little odd to us. Why did Paul direct them to him and not to Jesus Christ? But in Judaism, in Jesus' day and age, the priests, the rabbis, were the ones that everyone wanted to emulate. Pattern your lives after him, because he stands for the perfect carrying out of the law. And so for Paul to say, if you need somebody to be your example, look at me. Now Paul also said, though, but when you pick perhaps another church leader or someone in society, you need to be careful. Because there are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. There is a difference between the naysayers and the yay-sayers. You can see the difference in the person by the way they live their lives. So a question I don't want to ask you this morning is, who do you follow? Although that would be a natural question. Perhaps maybe we could go down the road of who mentored you. Who was your mentor? But let's even ask another one yet. Who is following you? Who's looking at you to be an imitator of Christ to make it real for them? Who is the one that is looking at you to be a firm standing member of the kingdom of God? Now, we joked a little bit last evening, although it's a sad joke. Later on today, or right about this time period, until maybe about 2 o'clock, the workers at Giant Eagle on break will be discussing how short-tempered and angry the church people are that come in to do their shopping after church. I've had them tell me that. I was in line a couple years ago here at the Giant Eagle, and I had my tie on, and as I'm checking out, the guy is going, man, I don't know what these priests are telling people, but he said, holy smokes, are they ever ticked off when they come in here? Folks, that's a sad reflection on the church. And so they're becoming mentors, unfortunately. So you now have my permission, if you're standing in line behind one of them, excuse me, but I don't think Jesus is very happy with your actions and words today. Now, I also might add that you need to do some exercising. And maybe dodge a few things in the process. But I mean, you ask them, That's really a sad commentary that on Sunday when you get out of worship, that's when the people at Giant Eagle, and I'm sure it's probably the other grocery stores as well, notice that that's when people are the shortest tempered and the angriest and most difficult to deal with. And they can tell we're church people because we're dressed in church clothes. They're not even trying to hide it. Shame on us. You better not be one of them. I told you I was going to single you out. It's a high calling to realize that people outside of the walls of this church are watching us. Because we're their Christ-like example. Oh, good Lord, David, don't tell me that. Ugh. Let's give you some help. Five things to help you out. Number one, pray without ceasing. Oh, dear Lord, please help this person when I tap them on the shoulder. Pray without ceasing. When we go into a situation, when we leave a situation, when we are preparing for an encounter, just pray without ceasing because God wants that communication and that relationship. Do well at whatever you do each day. God has blessed you with gifts and talents to do your best, not to be a slacker, not to do it halfway, but to do the best that indeed the presence of Christ might radiate forth from within each and every one of us, and someone can celebrate, wow, that person's on their game today and on the ball, and then just to share the presence of Christ. Root yourself in the Word of God. Sometimes when I start a disciple Bible study, I'll say to the class, if I were to give you all a ream of paper tonight and say, write down the words of Scripture that you know, how many pages would you need? Ten? Oh, David, it depends on how big I'm writing. All right. Second ream, one sheet. You see, folks, the reality of it is we can only live and be the gospel of Jesus Christ if we know it. And we only know it if we get it into our hearts and our minds and our spirits, if we get our nose in that book, the Bible. Get yourself rooted in the Word of God. Number four, watch those who are role models for you. My family used to go to Dairy Queen and we would back away and just sit and watch people. Fascinating thing to do. Just watch and observe. Oh, that's a good technique. One of the things I tell young couples as they come in and we're preparing for their wedding and doing their premarital counseling, you always come around to the topic of children and parenting. I said, oh, everybody will have a good way to tell you how to do, what not to do. And I said, my advice is watch. Now, there's an interesting phenomenon, I think, that takes place. I first learned about it through my brother and his wife. We were at the beach. Leanne and I were newly married. We did not have children, so we knew nothing about child care, and nobody wanted to listen to us. The whistle would go off at noon, and my brother and his wife would stand up with my niece and nephew, like 5 and 7 years old, and say, Henry and Sarah, are you ready to go up for lunch now? No. They're in God's biggest sandbox, playing. We don't need lunch today. No. That's not the answer Mom and Dad wanted. What Mom and Dad wanted was, sure, let's go. But yet they said, are you ready to go up for lunch now? They asked them a question. How many times, Hannah, sit in that chair, okay? I'm kidding you, sweetie. How many times do people add the question at the end of the command and then it doesn't work? Watch those who are role models for you and see how it's done. And then I tell couples, discuss it on the way home. We have a great time leaving my mom and dad, my wife, Leanna's mom and dad. We discuss the stories of our two parents. Oh, fascinating times we've had. Fifthly, give thanks. Say thanks. For indeed, God has given you an opportunity to live and to love and to serve. Say thanks for those who serve as examples for you and those that you're going to be an example to. Say thanks for what God has done. Brothers and sisters, you are a role model for the kingdom of God. You are being watched by the world, by society. What you do and what you say matters in the lives of others. Now, God has called you. God has called me. And God equips us for that which God has called us. That is a promise. That is a guarantee. That is tight. So take that which God gives you and calls you to do. And let us go and be the messengers, the message of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your church, for your kingdom, for your call, for your claim upon our lives, for Jesus Christ. Send us, O God, empowered by your Spirit into the world, that we might be your church and the living presence of Christ to others. For it's in his holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.